This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Phase shift of 0.975 on the Bokka scale somewhere in this cave system. Grecatia, sir, Asteris.
Sir?
Take your team and head southeast.
Yes, sir. Team Beta, let's go.
Don't forget to turn on your cardio dampeners. If we run into anyone, the last thing we want is for them to discover who we really are.
Hold, Beta team! Jonas, set up the scanner here.
Yes, ma'am.
You two, get me the preliminary differentials. There and there.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am?
16.
16.
This can't be right.
What's wrong?
Negative 2,560.
Negative 2,560? That means the anomaly is past the margin for stability. Let's just hope it holds long enough for us to compensate.
A phase shift?
Jonas, what's happening?
Something just punched through the outer layer of the vortex.
What is it?
I don't know, ma'am, but it's carrying a massive amount of time distortion with it. Impact in less than a minute.
Let's go.
What about the equipment?
Forget the equipment. Team Alpha, are you picking this up?
We just need abort mission. Abort, abort. Return to the cache.
We'll never make it.
Come on.
Doctor Who, War Tour, written by Kyle Bors and Julio Angel Ortiz, Part 1.
Oh, good. Amara, we've arrived!
Arrived where, exactly?
At the point at which the TARDIS picked up that temporal disturbance.
I gathered that much.
Just checking. The planet Aneron.
Never heard of it.
It's the 16th planet in the Devad group, on the outer rim of the Caridi star system. It's not far from Eidolon Space, actually.
As long as we're out of Eidolon Space altogether, I'm very happy.
Oh, don't worry about that, my dear. Aneron's home to at least 8 distinct species of intelligent life, you know.
Fascinating, Doctor.
Oh, but it is. You see, the ruling castes of the planet are 2 separate tribes of humanoids, the Draemans and the Trages. They've always had their differences. But the last time I studied Aneron's culture, they were finally starting to mend the bridges that separated them. You know, I've always meant to visit Aneron. There's only one enormous continent and a few small outlying islands. To look from one side of the planet, you'd almost swear was nothing more than a water world.
Fascinating, Doctor.
Hello. That can't be right.
I thought you said there was only one major continent, Doctor.
But there is. The only one continent, I mean.
Well, there certainly appear to be 2 distinct land masses down there to me. Why are we hovering in midair?
Curious. I've no idea. This can't be a Neron.
Well, there are certainly 2 continents down there.
Indeed. Well, if we assume that this is a Neron, the disaster that caused this magnitude of continental drift must have been tremendous.
And aren't you the least bit curious to find out? What now?
Time distortion.
It's
dragging us down.
Can you stop it?
It's all around us, Amara. It's eating into the very core of the TARDIS herself. Oh, no. Radiation leakage from the main power cells.
A fuel leak?
Not exactly.
We're going to crash!
Hold on.
It's horrible. What happened to them?
I think I'm going to be sick.
But this can't be.
Yes, Dr. Rose?
Look at these bodies, or what's left of them. Some of them, they've been aged. Rapidly. Aged to death, or de-aged.
But how?
Obviously some sort of temporal weapon. But those were banned by the Trevier-Dakin Accords.
Ma'am, what does this mean? Could the Draymans have done this?
Who else? Of course it's them. And the consequences are going to be horrible. For us all.
Sir, I felt something.
What is it?
Someone alive.
Who the Kesma is she?
She's not one of ours.
The Saboteur?
Some sort of suicide bomber?
Perhaps.
Where... What happened?
Perhaps she wasn't meant to survive. Interesting. Take her to the hospital. She must be kept alive at all costs. Who knows what valuable information may be inside her head.
Good. Report back once you figured out what came down.
Sir.
Sorry, sir. No, sir. Three objects. 8 clicks and closing. Yes, sir. 2 show faint life signs. Sir.
Coordinates received. Medical team dispatched. Over.
Christoph, you'd better have a good explanation for this.
Last time I checked, there was a colonel before my name, Dr. Rose. That may still be hard for you to accept.
So it makes you immune to ethics?
It makes me immune to anything I see as a hindrance to the war effort.
Colonel, these formulas, these reports, this is the pesticide I developed 2 years ago.
So what of it?
Look, this element here, it should be 136, not 163.
Your point, Dr. Rose.
It's lethal. To humanoids.
To Draymans.
How can you be so nonchalant about this? I'm your scientific advisor, not a killer.
And you were appointed chief weapons advisor 4 months ago.
Only because they had the last one executed.
Dr. Dolan didn't produce anything worthwhile. Under his watch, we suffered the most severe civilian losses to date until...
Until today.
Nearly a third of the population. I still can't believe the reports.
What? The massive amount of casualties, or the time distortion?
The time distortion.
It's terrifying. You should see it for yourself. I can't believe the Draymans would use temporal weapons. Why would they violate the Accords? It doesn't make any sense!
Look, Irina, about the formula, I did it to save your life. The Triumvirate already requested your execution. If you didn't come up with a plan, they'd insist I'd follow through with the order. I told them that you were in the preliminary stages of designing a temporal weapon, but they needed proof.
Thank you.
A stay of execution has been granted for you to develop a temporal weapon of our own.
I need to get back to my team. They're nearly finished with the lower levels of the Southern Sectors. I have duties to the Trage State that extend beyond finding ways to kill our enemies.
What about that girl you found?
If she has any more friends out there, we'll find them.
Hey, you! Are you all right?
Oh, my head.
Easy does it now. It looks like you took quite a beating.
What? What's going on? Where am I?
You're in Draymen headquarters. Where do you think you are?
Draymen headquarters? A Neron? The TARDIS!
TARDIS? That's a funny sort of word, isn't it? TARDIS, TARDIS. That has a familiar ring to it.
Have you always been in here by yourself?
Yes, but they don't like me to talk. It's against the rules. So I usually just keep my mouth shut. It's easier that way.
Against the rules? To talk?
For prisoners, anyway. They whip me. Wanna see?
He seemed to have healed pretty well. Exceptionally well, in point of fact.
I've always healed quickly. That word, TARDIS. What is it?
What? It's an acronym. Time and Relative Dimensions in Space. It's my mode of transport.
What happened to it?
I don't remember. Wait a moment. We were struck by some form of temporal energy, like the wake of a massive ship on the water. Amara said that it was... Amara!
Who's Amara?
She's a friend. I hope she isn't hurt.
I overheard the guards say that Captain Victor found two survivors out in the lowlands.
Oh, thank goodness she's alive.
You care for her, then? Is she your... lover?
No, it's not like that. Actually, I've only recently just met her. Now, what about you? What's your name?
I think my name is Camille.
You think? You mean you don't know?
It's just that I've been here for so long.
How long?
A year, I think. Maybe two. It's just that all the days tend to blur together after a while. For all I know, I was always here.
Always?
It's just that I can't remember anything before. Not who I was, not what I was doing. All I remember is a name. Camille.
I'm so very sorry, my dear.
It's all right. It wasn't you. Oh, look at me. Whimpering on like a child.
It does sound like you've been through a lot, Camille. Perhaps your amnesia is simply a symptom of post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Shh! Quiet!
Sorry, sir. Colonel Garcia asked me to deliver that off-world girl to corrections.
Corrections?
She's as good as dead. I'm sorry.
Civil control?
Sir? Sir. All right, you two. I'll teach you to open your mouths.
A light whip. Sergeant Henry, is it? Look, I'm sure I could appeal to the better side of your nature.
Better side? Who says I have a better side? It's an awful shame, you know. Camille's been such a good girl, too. She hasn't spoken in months, and then you show up and ruin everything for her.
Very easy for you.
Who are you?
I ask the questions here. I want to know why you were trying to land in the lowlands. The lowlands are off limits to civilians. All Draymans know this and obey. No Drayman would make such a flagrant mistake.
I'm not a Drayman.
Therefore you must be a Trage. Therefore you are the enemy.
What are you talking about?
You know, for a spy, you're pretty weak sauce. I need the location of the Trage's temporal weapons testing facility.
Temporal weapons? Where am I?
Don't play the fool, girl. I can easily make this extremely painful. This is only level one. This beam works directly on the brain, sonically. If I hit the right pitch, your brain will turn into a nice gelatinous goo. Level two. There are 10 levels of intensity on this device. In my experience, weak little girls like you rarely make it past the 7th. I need the location of the Trage's temporal weapons testing facility. Do you want to tell me where it is located yet?
I don't know.
Level 3.
Colonel Garcia! Stop it!
Granite Weston, this better be good.
What are you doing? Can't you see this woman needs medical attention? Look at that wound on her head. Her skull could be fractured.
You and your bleeding heart, Weston.
She's certainly worth much more to the Draymond war effort alive.
Oh, very well. See to her, then.
Right. Let's get you to the infirmary.
What? Who are you?
Take it easy now. I'm a doctor.
Doctor? Doctor! What have you done with the doctor?
Steady now. Was there someone else with her, Garcia?
There was a man, yes.
Then we should have a look at him, too.
Of course. Sergeant Henry.
Sir?
Bring the male prisoner to the control center, at the double.
Yes, sir.
You don't really expect us to believe you're not a Draymond spy, do you?
I don't expect you to believe anything, but I am telling you the truth.
You do see how impossible that is to believe, considering you were found in the heart of the blast zone.
Then why didn't I die in the blast?
That's a very good question. Perhaps some sort of new containment suit that protects you from the temporal weapons effects?
We've suspected the Draymonds have been working on temporal technology for several years. But we never suspected they could be so far along. Why push us this close to the final war?
I didn't do it! I'm telling you, you've got it all wrong!
Tell us the truth!
Or we'll simply execute you.
What? No trial or jury?
A spy doesn't deserve one.
All right, all right. I didn't know how to tell you earlier, but I want a defect.
Defect?
Yes. I've come to join your cause.
Why didn't you just tell us before?
I knew you wouldn't believe me.
You were right.
Listen. Yes, I came here with the sabotage team. I was hoping to stop them in time from activating the weapon, but I was too late.
And why defect?
The Drymans, I mean, we, were developing a temporal weapon. But I knew it was wrong. But no one would listen to me. I tried to get the project killed in committee. I knew the only way to stop them was to get here, to warn you about the weapon.
I'm sorry. I just find this hard to believe. It's all too convenient.
I can prove it.
Prove what, exactly?
Well, if I were part of a project team, then it means I must have intimate knowledge of the weapon, correct?
If what she says is true...
Don't trust her, Arena.
Here, I'll show you. Will you allow me to access one of your computer terminals?
Christoph?
I don't like this, Arena.
I'll take full responsibility for it.
All right. But if you try anything, you'll wish you'd died with your friends.
Understood.
There, you're logged in.
Give me a moment. There. A simple but functional schematic for a minor temporal device. It hyper-accelerates the age of rail beetles in seconds. No more pesky buggy bugs eating away at your hydroponics.
What? This is your great proof? That's it. No more wasting time. Now you die.
For Krala's sake, Christoph, holster it! A voxed Grimplin could see that she's actually done it!
Thank you, Dr. Rose.
This is light years beyond anything we've come up with.
Actually, if you use it correctly and improve your hydroponics facilities, it could be tenfold.
No Trage need go hungry again. All right, as of this moment, you're under house arrest. Arena, you're responsible for her. If you mess up, girl, then Dr. Rose goes down with you. Is that understood?
Yes, sir. You won't regret it.
For both your sakes, I better not.
Colonel Garcia, I presume?
I'm only going to ask this once, Doctor. Tell me all you know about Trage temporal technology. You see, we picked up your landing. You may have succeeded in hiding your time ship from us, but the contents of your mind are another matter altogether.
Time ship? What's a time ship?
I'm not a violent man by nature, Doctor, but I think you should be advised. I don't play games.
Oh, dear, that is a shame. You see, I fancied a game of chess about now.
Your companion. Amara, is it?
What about her?
My chief science officer, Dr. Weston, is about to inject her with a rather lethal compound he developed for our biological weaponry division.
You're bluffing.
Am I?
Get away from me!
Hold still, girl! Guards!
It seems the young lady is quite a handful.
It's more sporting when they put up a fight.
You animal, let her go!
Well, the next move is yours, Doctor. We have 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
You've been listening to Doctor Who, War Torn. Part 1, written by Kyle Bors and Julio Angel Ortiz, based on an idea by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Tristan, Laura Post as Gray, Jim Barber as Jonas, Ellie Hirschman as Lucius, Kay Wu as Female Agent, Ron Smith as the Doctor, Rebecca McCarthy as Amara, Sally Wiggett as Dr. Irina Rose, Shane Harris as Soldier Number 1, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Soldier Number 2, Joe Thomas as Captain Hal Victor, Jim Barber as Garcia, Ellie Hirschman as RISTCOM Officer, Steve Dunlap as Colonel Christoph Wood, Sarah Gerard as Camille, Rich Panaccio Jr. as Sergeant Henry, and Ellie Hirschman as Dr. Weston. The title music was composed and performed by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer. The incidental music was provided by Stock. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors, the co-producer was Ron Smith, post-production editing and sound design provided by Jonathan Patrick Russell, with special thanks to Wayne Hayward. The script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story War Torn was recorded in 2005, completed in 2008, and is owned by Dream Realm Enterprises. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dream Realm Enterprises, this is Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for part 2 of War Torn, available now from Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com.